The bird
is a word. Everybody's Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Oh, my goodness. Miles has got a pair of drumsticks, and he's just driving me crazy with them already today.
Can't beat them, join them.
Yeah. Go ahead, keep going. It's funny.
Everyone's looking to see what Bob will do. See if his balls are blue. Oh, yeah.
Had a little slowdown there.
Looking. Will Bob come out tonight? Everyone's looking. See if Bob's why. He's why. Everybody's working for Bob's weekend.
There you go. More like Bob's working all weekend.
Bob's working all weekend.
He's working all the fucking time. Hey.
May not be able to do the show.
Because he's got to go. What's he doing tonight? Everything will be all right. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I could take that song. So what's up, Miles?
So,
besides you and your drumsticks.
This is my kid's drumsticks.
I know, but you've usurped them and you're warping them.
They're actually mismatched. That's what's funny is that they're a little bit two different sizes, but that's cool.
It's not mine.
That's not yours? Oh, okay. We got a voice from besides the bird voice.
That is the bird.
That's why everybody heard about the bird.
Everybody's heard about the bird. So, anyhow. Huh?
Don't you know about the bird?
Oh, really? Bird. So, anyway, it was a food drive for the post office.
It's like a nature preserve over there.
Yeah, I got my bird, man.
Is that a cockatoo? Is that like Beretta? Is that Fred?
Parakeet.
It's a parakeet.
Parakeet.
Is it Fred? Hey, Fred. It's like Beretta.
My sister's got one of those, but I don't.
Don't do the time if you can't do the crime.
Don't do it.
Sorry. Now you sound like a Muppet. Keep your
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
What is it? Grover sings.
Grover sings Beretta's theme song.
Grover sings 70s ABC.
Now I'm going to sing Hawaii 5-0.
And then came Bob.
There you go. Lord, love the way Glenn Miller plays.
Guys like us had it made.
Those were the days. We could do. Welcome back. What you left about? Welcome back. All the names have all changed since you've come around, but those dreams, they remain.
Who you gonna make it?
Who you gonna make it back here?
yeah.
You like that?
Too much fun.
We have temporary layoff. Good times. Easy credit ripoff. and we got them.
Grover is 70s television.
I don't know, Mud. Dynamite.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Hello, fellow babies.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Welcome to the world on Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, babe, and you should know it.
Shamil! Shamazi!
Has to be for
cooperating.
We gotta do it! Sunday, Monday, happy days! Tuesday, Wednesday!
Oh my goodness, I'm gonna kill my voice tonight.
Dude. I know, I'm gonna need a drink after this. Man.
Christ, that bird. Alright, so what you were saying, I'm sorry, why you're so rudely interrupted. By Grover here.
Manny the mailman has been telling us about the food drive.
Speedy delivery. Yes.
Well, yes.
Special delivery, I guess.
He might have speedy delivery. I don't know. But, that's a man's own business. Some guys have that problem, so let's move on.
Tell me, do you like gladiator movies?
I get tired sometimes delivering.
But there you go.
I deliver every day.
So Mandy the mailman, yes.
And, no, that was a good cause to feed the hungry and stuff. So the
Stamp Out Hunger.
Stamp Out Hunger. Yeah, I knew it had a name. Right? I was searching for the name.
I was helping you, yes.
So Stamp Out Hunger, and if you put food out by the mailbox, the mailman would pick it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, do
funny
stuff.
Thing, my mailman does that every week.
Yeah.
But usually I have to put a candy bar or something out there.
Yeah. A candy bar.
Well, it's a joke that the mailman would just take, you know, in order to get my mail, he would have to have candy or something.
You would have to bribe him.
Yes, yeah. It was a bad joke. Keep going.
Oh. So, you know, I live in this wonderful area I live in. I don't feel comfortable just leaving the food outside the mailbox, right?
Because people will go through it.
Possibly.
Like they go through your mail.
God bless. I'm just saying, you know, whatever. So I go, well, I'm going to put it in the box, and I'll just put up the flag.
Oh, there you go. Like there's something there.
Yeah. So it'll be like an ultra, like, secret spy thing, you know, secret squirrel.
Yeah, gotcha.
Thing, really, like a brainiac move on my part. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Then I'm like, well, maybe they don't want you to do that, though, you know?
Why?
I don't know. And I start thinking, like, different scenarios. Like, maybe they don't want it done that way. Then I'm like, man.
Now what are you going to do?
I had some anxiety about it for some reason. I was like, what if the guy yells, or what if he refuses to take it?
What if he throws those cans through my window?
You know, you cheap bastard. No one eats yams anymore.
That's
right. Son of a bitch.
What the? Cranberry sauce?
You expired 3 years ago, motherfucker.
These cheap son of bitches. So you put it in other people's mailbox. Is that what you did?
No, I put it in my own. And I was actually waiting for the guy because I wanted to tell him.
That you put it in the mailbox?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, as if he wouldn't be smart enough to figure it out, you know. It's like, well, just in case, you know, he's, you know, challenged or has a head injury or something that can go out. I don't know this guy.
Do you get your mail on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think he's probably all right.
I've never met the guy, though. I didn't know who it was.
When I lived in St. Louis City, we wouldn't get our mail for days, and then just all of a sudden we start getting mail again. So
no, our mail's pretty good.
Oh, good.
And, excuse me, so I see him show up, and I run outside, which I don't run, but, and I was out of clean clothes.
Oh, my gosh, this guy's coming to get the food in the car.
No, no, I was out of clean clothes, so I had to wear, my Walter Payton jersey, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I'm, this, you know, really, fat guy. Right.
Is he wearing pads? I don't think so.
Yeah, I had, the black things underneath my eyes, you know, come running out, and...
Oh my goodness!
And I'm like, hey! I'm whistling. I'm like, hey!
You know, buck number one.
Buck
number one.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this guy's attention. He's trying to do his job, you
right.
know.
Like, supposed to. Somebody left some nice food in the mailbox for this hunger thing we're doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to distract his attention. Like, hey!
And there's a fat man in a very small jersey running at me.
I mean, I should be wearing the Fridge's jersey, not Walter Payton, first of all. Anyway,
it's like a half shirt.
like some bad belly shirt.
Yeah, it's like an 80s half shirt with your stomach hanging out.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, see my six-pack.
Do it, baby, one more time.
It's more like a keg, but that's all
right. Yeah, so I finally get this guy's attention, right?
Finally. Okay.
Finally, and I know he's not from New York, but it almost seemed like I had a New Yorker or something.
The guy was from New York?
No, I don't know. I just, hey, who's this? Hey, Walter Payton, get the fuck out of here. What was that? Get the fuck out.
What's with the Walter Payton shit?
You're Walter Payton my ass.
You look as much like Walter Payton as I do.
You're half a sissy, all right? Get out of here.
Why? He doesn't like Payton or what?
No, he thought it was funny. And I was like, oh, Walter Payton, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get out of here.
You can't run. You couldn't. You're winded. You can't even get across the yard.
Hey, this is a mail truck, not an ice cream truck, all right? It's a mail truck. You're wrong.
There you go.
So, for some reason, I'm going into, detail of what I've done here.
He wants to hear your whole story. He does, yes.
Excuse me, sir. I have to explain
I wouldn't tell you about the food I left. There's a reason.
Hey, don't worry. Forget about it. You know, I was like, all right.
Like Tony Soprano's picking up your mail or what?
Yeah, no, he's holding him up look what this fat bastard did. Look at it. Wow.
Look at him. You think he's got more leftovers, but maybe not.
Usually the people down in St. Louis leave me a candy bar. What the hell?
That's right. That's right. What's up with it? What's the Zag Nut?
That's why I quit St. Louis. They suck, you know?
They suck. There you go.
So I'm like, you know, he's all right. He's holding them up. He's looking. I'm like, hey, thanks a lot. Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
And then, God bless him, but he goes to, this explanation of now what he's going to do with it.
Okay.
Now I'm going to take these cans. You see these cans right here?
These cans, yes.
Yeah. Because, no one else is with this program except me. No one else I can see has given out anything.
Oh, that, I did the same thing, and as I was driving around, I didn't notice anybody.
No.
Yeah.
And he's trying to explain what's going to happen. Now I'm going to take your cans, and I'm going to drive to this facility, and then I'm going to drop them off, all right?
And then you'll get them in your usual monthly allotment,
I'm going to go back here. I'm going to eat this cream of corn, and I'm going to come back and throw the can in your yard.
That's right.
Because I hate you already.
I'm going to shit in this bag and throw it on your porch.
Hey, go Jets. You know what I'm saying? Go Jets. Hey, Peyton, screw you. No, he's a real nice guy. But I understand. That's okay. You don't have to go into a big, long explanation.
You did.
I know. Well, he was stealing my thunder, so I thought, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. So we're both trying to trump each other. Hey. So over, and I'm like, so now this poor guy wants to go and I won't let him leave. Excuse me, sir, but you know, like fat Woody Allen, you know, like,
yeah.
Excuse me. But I'm like, well, my friend on Facebook, man,
I got a friend and he told me to put your food on the mailbox. And I did. Yeah.
He's like, that cocksucker, Manny. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I cooked it and just threw it in your out of the pan. That's going to be all right, isn't it?
I thawed out the turkey from last Thanksgiving and put it in that bag. Is that okay?
My mailbox is full of mac and cheese just for you. I got some mac and cheese full of my mailbox.
Hey, why are all these boxes taped up for? What the hell is that?
Come on, Walter Payton. What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
I also put a spoon in there. You'll have to find it.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, Mary the mailman and Facebook and all.
Mary told me to put food in the mailbox, so I'm doing it.
And like magic, you appeared.
He said, put the flag up and the man will stop and take it.
I know, that's what I felt like. I'm like going into this big long, you know, thing. You know?
You must be that man.
Hey, Manny, hey, he's my brother, hey.
I'm going to stamp out hunger with this macaroni and cheese.
Oh, really? Well, I'm going to run over your ass. Get the hell out of the way, you dumb bastard. Polack bastard, get the hell out of here.
You're too small, want the Peyton shirt?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
You look gay. You look like a fat gay man.
Get out of here.
With macaroni and cheese all over his face.
You look like a fagalot. Get out of here. Jesus, see.
Chooch. Oh my goodness.
Get away from the truck, you chooch. Get out. Get the hell out of here, you dumb bastard. Get out of here, you dumb bastard. Get out.
You look like a cross between Chunk and that monster in that movie, The Goonies.
Chunk's my friend.
You look like the both of them.
If they had a love child.
I saw you truffle shuffle right out the goddamn door. Oh my god.
Shuffle, yeah. Oh my god.
I call you the Goonie.
The Goonie. You look like all the Goonies.
It's all the Goonies combined.
Now get your Goonie ass away from the truck already, alright?
Except for that cute one. That's.
Yeah.
You don't look like the cute one. The girl.
Oh, hell, yeah, I thought you meant Corey Haim. Corey Feldman or whatever that punk's name is.
Yeah, Feldman. Haim's dead.
Haim, I don't know. They all look alike. I don't know.
Corey Feldman, yeah. So you talked to the mailman about your...
So
he told you where he was going to take the food and all that good stuff?
Yes. We both explained to each other how it worked. And, it was a very nice exchange. It wasn't even like what I described.
Oh, okay, good.
But no, I mean, but I just, you know, I just kind of had that feel. There's like, hey, Walter Payton, hey. Like the Fonz delivering mail. Hey!
That's right, the Fonz.
Hey! Richie, hey.
Hey, sit on it, Walter Payton.
Where's hey, where's Shortcake? Hey,
Mr. C.
Hey, Mr. C. Hey, Mrs. C.
Hey. So the Fonz is your mailman?
Hey.
That's great.
No, I just thought it was funny. Just when he just saw the shirt, he's like, hey, what the fuck? Hey.
Having the Fonz for a mailman would be cool.
If Walter Payton, God rest his soul, comes back reincarnated, he ain't coming back as you, you fat bastard.
That's right.
You know? He ain't coming back.
I wonder if Walter Payton is your parakeet. That'd be funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
That would be.
Suddenly got quiet on me. He's looking at me.
He's not too enthralled with you wearing that too small shirt.
Hey!
So what else happened? Is that it, or?
That was it. The guy had to go. He's delivering mail. I for like half an hour. You know? Like, hey.
So, like, nobody else on your street or anybody did it?
No, forget it, no.
Seriously, we got a postcard about it. And then, of course, Manny was talking it up. And so
I threw
some stuff together. But whenever I was driving around that day, I didn't see anything. I saw one person had something hanging on the mailbox. That was it.
Yeah, I think Manny had gone to his local supermarket and was hustling food there. So
was it? He was on patrol there.
Yeah,
Yeah, that was nice.
Hey, I'm Manny. Hey, hey. Yeah, hey. You better get me some food. I'll break your arm. Get out of here.
Kick, you see this foot? Be right up your ass.
I'm going to drop a deuce in your mailbox if you don't do it. No, come here. You want me to drop a deuce?
Oh, my gosh. Poor Manny, you better not be listening.
Oh, man, come on. We love the mailman. Come on, man. Man.
He's going to be mad you talk about him shitting in people's mailboxes.
I bet he's got a story. I bet he's got a story somewhere.
So what you do is you shit on the door, and then you flip it in.
Let me see. I need something to wipe with. Let me see. You might already be a winner. Yeah. Light bill. Well,
I know. I hate this guy. The Victoria's Secret catalog is going to wipe my ass.
Well, hold on. Let me read that first. Let me see. Mail be a little bit late here.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No, we're joking. It's out of love, man. Love.
So you were a participant, and you feel good about it.
I feel good. I gave, you know,
some cream corn. We heard that.
Yams, cream of corn. All the stuff I won't. No, I did give some food.
Okay.
I gave some Dinty Moore stew.
Oh, good. Dinty Moore. There you go. Brand name, even.
Yeah. So
with the big thumbprint on it.
Laugh all you want, but man.
Dinty Moore.
I had Dinty Moore out there, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Dinty Moore. Hey, hey. What the hell? Hey.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny.
Hey, Patsy, where'd you get the money for this?
Well, I think the message is, though, that Manny's reach far exceeded New Jersey. So.
That's right, man. Well, you gave. Right?
Yes, yeah.
I gave. Stuff, yeah. We're in two different states. So.
Two different states, not even New Jersey.
Hey, two states. Hey.
Hey, we got three states covered. We got three fucking states.
Hey, hey, good food. Hey.
Okay, one and a half, because those two states combined don't make a half a state.
If you don't stamp out hunger, I'll stamp out your brains.
Oh, my gosh.
My boot.
Goodness. Yeah. Oh, gosh. So that's it? That's the end of the story?
Yeah, well, what else? No, I had to let the guy go. He had to go. He's got a job to do, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just curious.
Hey, can I come in and have a drink with you and your wife? You know, I don't know. Maybe you can watch some NASCAR or something. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, you know, you could be happy that you gave to the Stamp Out Hunger.
Yeah.
Because that mailman could bring you your pet meds.
Really?
Via 1-800-PetMeds or PetMeds.com. Did you know that?
No, tell me more.
They're the number one source online for online pet medication, vitamin supplements, and pet supplies. No other company is more trusted and respected in the pet industry than 1-800-PetMeds, 1-800-PetMeds.com, or PetMeds.com, specializing in dogs, cats, and horses. All right?
That is right.
And they want you, as a listener of Static Radio, to enjoy this exclusive saving of 10% off plus free shipping on orders $39 or more when you go to 1-800-PetMeds.com and use the coupon code STATIC. That's it.
They got something for the Italian stallion.
Sure. So go to 1-800-PetMeds.com. PetMeds.com or go to staticradio.com/1800PetMeds to get all the details as well as a link to get your 10% off plus free shipping.
Yeah.
We like to thank PetMeds and May the Mailman.
Yeah.
For listening and, you know, helping us out.
Thanks, Manny. That's great. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a great show topic. Thank you.
It was a great show topic, Manny. I don't know about the rest.
Well, I mean, it's good to do it. I'm just saying, but also two birds with one stone. I'm just saying, you know.
Hey, we just got a follower called Offbeat Stuff on Twitter. I'm in the mail here. Anyway,
beat stuff.
Offbeat stuff. Yeah. Yeah, not beat off stuff. Offbeat stuff.
Yeah, that's what.
Well, I'm sure we could have a follower called Beat Off Stuff, but
rewind that thing again. Rewind
this one was offbeat stuff. I just thought I'd mention that. I'm trying to think if I have a story. I mean, my face cutting story was this, you know, big story last week. So.
Yeah.
Well, I have a bit of a story here, so hopefully it'll be kind of short. Yeah. I, you know, on occasion, I, for my job, I have to take people out to lunch every once in a while.
Okay.
I don't want to go in. I've been holding on to this a little bit because I want some time to pass, you know?
Yeah.
So, I was out to eat with two people. They weren't married. It was a man and a woman. And then I was out to eat with a partner of mine from work, right? And so we're sitting at this place. And, you know, having a lunch, a very nice lunch, I must say, a good lunch, a delicious lunch. I would tell you the place, but it kind of give away, you know, what's happening here. So, but it was a good lunch. And so we're talking away and, you know, talking about all kinds of stuff. And everybody had kids, you know, so we talk about what the kids are doing. They're all kind of similar age, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like junior high, high school, you know, stuff like that. So I'm talking to this woman and I'm thinking, I'm very bad about this. I really, you know, I'm talking and I'll talk. I have a whole conversation with somebody about a topic which I will never remember. But what's going through my head at the time has nothing to do with what we're talking about or, you know, anything that I could really talk about. You know, openly to them, I guess.
So we meet this woman down in Colombia who can shoot ping pong balls. I'm saying, Jesus, that's incredible.
I told that story already, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I did meet a woman who came up to me in Colombia, Missouri.
No, I'm just saying, like, it would be funny, like, you slip and start telling the story.
No, I wouldn't talk about that one. But she did say she could shoot ping pong balls. She told me she could, what did I tell you? She could, like, put something up there.
She could smuggle things in her.
She talked about putting drugs up her cunt, something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, she was telling me about this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I was working. I was on the job.
Yeah, I bet she was too, yeah.
Yeah, evidently. So anyway, this has nothing to do with anything like that. So I'm looking at this woman, and I'm thinking, you know, she either she's a fairly large woman, right?
Yeah.
She's got these tiny breasts.
Yeah.
I mean, like, baseball size breasts.
Yeah.
Or that gut she has down there is really her breasts. That's all I can think about. I'm like, are these tiny baseball size things really her breasts? Or are they just like the part of her breast that's pushing up?
Oh.
And she's got this giant, like, mono breast.
Oh, boy.
Of a, you know, hanging way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never did figure it out. I'm assuming at this point after we left, I didn't notice this until we sat down. I was sitting across from her. Okay. Yeah. She's a very, very nice person.
I feel totally uncomfortable listening to this. I'll be honest with you. 100% weird and uncomfortable even hearing you say this.
You are uncomfortable with me telling a story?
Yeah. You're like that, the J.T. Walsh in the sleeve.
Yeah, I got hairy arms.
I mean, you got a hairy cut. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. It was so bizarre. So we're just sitting there, and I, you know, you can't help but notice. I mean, it's, come on.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest, you know what I mean?
I have a question I'd like to ask you, man.
No, I did not ask her any questions. And I did not linger, you know what I mean?
I was looking at your boobies. I just got to know.
I got to know. Yeah. No, so, you know, we walked out. And I actually had to, like, spend the day with her. So it wasn't like this was the only time.
Yeah, this is weird for you because you're usually an ass man, you know.
Well, but here's the problem, though. I'm not like you in the sense of I'm always gawking and looking and, you know, trying to see stuff.
Right.
That's not me.
Yeah.
I just happen to see things because they're in front of me, you know.
You don't search them out. They just.
No, it just happens.
Like if someone walks in front of you, that's fair game.
But it's like unavoidable.
Right.
I'm not a like, you know, a horn dog like you, where it's always like, hey, look over there, look at those big fun bags over there, you know.
But if a woman like was in front of you and bent over and you could clearly see her thong, you would not look away. You would not.
No, no, I would look, sure.
You would look. Like, you right. would avert your eyes and say, no, I'm above this. I can't.
No, no, I would look. Yes, I would.
You would look. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. But I mean, you know, I wouldn't necessarily comment on it or anything at the time. Maybe later to you. But...
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, I think I've heard some of your comments.
Yeah, no, I told you about the thong one, yeah.
Yeah.
Whale tail, but it wasn't a whale, I'll tell you that. So anyway, so then later, and sure enough, she was probably the largest woman with the smallest boobs I've ever seen in my life.
Can I just ask you about your latest womanly checkup?
Unless she had like a double mastectomy or something, I don't know.
Your fun bags don't look big enough.
Oh, no, they were, it was, you know, it looked like nipples on top of her belly. I swear to God.
Oh my God. This is the most uncomfortable show I've ever done. For anyone listening.
Our three listeners
we have. I just want to let go on record say I feel completely uncomfortable at this point.
Why would you feel uncomfortable about that?
Because I'm thinking you went home later for a soapy wank. And
oh, no, not at all. Not at
you said, okay, what if they were giant, gigantic?
No.
Or can I say
not it? In the slightest.
Can I say it the way they say it on True TV?
Sure.
Ginormous!
Ginormous.
I love that.
No, not at all. I just, ginormous. it was one of those... oddities, and I was just I'm having this conversation about something. I don't even remember what that was, but all I remember was looking. I'm like, oh my God, is that it? Is that all she's got there? It was horrible.
Oh my God. This is like listening to someone checking out someone's grandma or something. You know what I'm saying? It's just. Yeah, you're weirding me out, man.
What? It's not a. She wasn't a grandma.
No, I know, but it's just the whole.
She's thing actually probably younger than me.
Oh God.
I mean, you know,
it's like you being on a date with Kathy Bates or something, and
and
I have to hear all the details. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I just don't want to.
Well, I'm sorry.
You fantasizing over your.
I'm not. No, there was no nothing like that. No. Nothing like that.
We got a few hours before the conference starts, and
I hear you.
We got this van in back that we call the Shaggin' Wagon.
No, this isn't a Tarantino movie we're talking about here.
Got a ball gag for you here.
No, nothing like that. I guess I should go back to the Grover Sings 70s TV theme song.
I don't know. I just the whole thing is so weird. It's just
you know why?
It's grossing me out. I mean,
That's why.
It's more of the gross end than the funny end, I guess. I can't. You Johnson over your lunch date.
If anybody wants to get a hold of Miles and tell him about some other thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us how they could do that?
Although, you know, before we sign off, though, Now think of like an attractive woman.
Okay.
And you see them one time, you're like, man, they look like they've got some big cans.
Okay.
But then the very next time you see them, they look like they've shrunk.
Okay.
Now explain that.
I can't.
But have you seen that? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I've witnessed that phenomenon, no.
You're like, man, Georgina really has, you know, some really, you know, big, you know, fun bags. You know?
See, that's the difference between you and I.
Like a week later, you'll see her, and you're like, wow.
Unless it's like, you know, paraded, I'm not really.
I see.
Paying attention.
Yeah, oh, I see.
Yeah, I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, that's your honesty. Hey, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm being honest. I'm like the Fonz.
Hey, I don't look at.
Hey, know, Richie.
Unless it comes in my yard to get the ball, I'm not going to look at it.
That's right. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. So if somebody wanted to send you pictures, how would they do that?
No, you know what? I don't want any pictures. I don't even want to.
On the Facebook, is that where people would send you pictures?
My God. What the hell? I swear the dog was just trying to dry hump the cat. Jesus Christ.
Billy was listening to the story.
My God. It was like a reverse sexual role. Oh, my God. There she goes again. Oh, my God. he's letting her do it. What the?
Oh, maybe it's, it works out.
Okay. Well, anyway, you can contact Miles, I guess.
On Facebook, Miles Tidal.
I know. They're all, thinking they're you or something. They're getting behind each other, trying to.
Or on Twitter with Miles_Tidal, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Or on Twitter for Static Radio at Static Radio.
God, let this show get done with, please, God.
I think we'll end it on that then.
Thank you.
We'll end it on your dog humping your cat.
Okay.